dance like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mackie's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor.
Some new big band music coming out from trombonist, composer, and leader Michael Davis and his Hip Bone Big Band. From their new album, Open City, we heard Underground. And he's had 14 albums as leader, two fronting the Hip Bone Big Band. On this track, we heard some solos from Michael, also pianist Andy Erzrin and tenor player Andy Schnitzer. And that's a set of original compositions from both Michael and his son, Cole Davis. An older track before that, September 28, 1955, Louis Armstrong and Mac the Knife. I took that off of the Ken Burns Jazz Collection that was out in 2000. And the set started with a debut album from pianist Kevin O'Connell, someone who's been busy as a sideman, starting in at least the 80s when he was recording with Clifford Jordan. On this album, he's working with saxophonist Adam Brenner, bassist Paul Gill, and drummer Mark Taylor. Off the album, Hot New York Minutes, we heard One for Cliff. Well, coming up in the next set, we'll get to the latest from bassist Yosef Gutman, as well a project from Vibes player Warren Wolf. But we'll start it with music recorded in Vancouver. This is tenor player Corey Weeds off of his album Explosion, the Hank Mobley tune, East of the Village. We'll be right back. Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with a new recording from South African-born and Jerusalem-based bassist Yosef Gutman, his new album Upside Down Mountain. We heard Joshua working with pianist Omri Moore and drummer Afri Nehemia, and that's a set of original compositions from Yosef, an interesting career that took him through Berklee College of Music and then a decade working in New York City before finally moving back to Israel. Vibes player Warren Wolf before that, a Mac Avenue release in 2016 called Convergence. We heard Soul Sister, pianist Brad Medlow, guitarist John Schofield, bassist Christian McBride, and drummer Jeff Tane Watts. And the set started with music from Corey Weeds and his Little Big Band. Off the album Explosion, we heard East of the Village, with some solo work from tenor player Steve Caldestad and trumpet player Joe Magnarelli. And just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
Pop a tart from your door.